and apparently they have been launched as a response to chemical weapons attacks on the people of Syria. Now it is not up to us to decide who launched those chemical weapons attacks. It is up to us to be completely opposed to war, imperialist intervention in Syria, and see this as a pretext for an increased war against the people of Syria. Now the Tory government, they fully support these airstrikes. The Shadow Defence Secretary has came out to say that he supports the airstrikes. Even Jeremy Corbyn has not came out to say he is fully against the airstrikes, rather saying that it would need UN backing before airstrikes could be carried out, and that the British government should urge restraint on the US government. The fact is, the British government does not know what restraint means, because Britain has been engaged in war almost constantly for the last 100 years. It has been engaged in 139 separate military interventions throughout the world, 50 of those in the Middle East and the North of Africa, destabilizing the region. Their fight in Syria is not a fight to defend Syrian civilians. It is not a fight for peace and democracy. The US, Britain, France and their regional allies are engaged in this war so that they can support regime change in Syria, so that they can control resources in the Middle East, trade routes, so that they can secure their domination throughout that entire region. That is what these wars are always about. So today, Stop the War Coalition has called a protest against US airstrikes on Syria. These protests have been taking place across the country, and we urge people to get involved in building a new, real anti-war movement that is capable of challenging British imperialism. As well as Britain's increased war drive, we see increased racism, increased austerity on the streets here in Britain. And that is because British imperialism, world imperialism, is in a deep economic crisis. And the only way they can dig themselves out of this crisis is by attacking working class people. It is up to us to be internationalist if we are going to defend ourselves against racism, against austerity. We need to support our brothers and sisters in the Middle East, throughout the whole continent of Africa, who are suffering as a direct result of imperialism, whether it is British, US or French. There are plenty of people around today with petitions against the war, plenty of groups to get involved in to fight back against this. Please come and speak to anybody with a petition, buy a socialist newspaper, get involved in the fight back against Britain's and the US's wars overseas.